You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
And if you're watching, you're going to want to come out and join us Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And these will be the last services in Tongod. If you're watching tonight and you haven't come to a service yet, you're going to want to be here in the next few days. And I'm saying, get ready, Joburg, and get ready, Pretoria, because we're coming. Hallelujah. We're going to be taking the glory, healing awakening to Joburg, Pretoria, and there's going to be an outpouring of the Spirit. And don't worry, we're coming to Cape Town too. God is moving in this nation. How many of you are thankful for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost tonight? And I know we're going to keep it going, and the fires are going to be burning, and we're going to be connected in. Tongod will be an overflow of revival. Pastor, I know you're going to keep the fires burning. You're hungry. You got this, and you guys are going to run with it. It's not goodbye. It's see you later, because we'll be back again. Hallelujah. People are asking, where are we going to be in Joburg? Where are we going to be in Pretoria? I'm calling it the Twin Cities of Revival and Power, prophesying to Joburg and Pretoria. And all I can say at this point is you're going to want to connect on God Television. You're going to want to connect. The information is on the screen. If you're a church, a pastor, a ministry, and you're saying, I'm hungry for revival, I want to be a part of what's coming to Joburg and Pretoria, there's an email on the screen right now, awakeninginvite@god.tv, awakeninginvite@god.tv. TV. Tell us if you want to connect your church, your ministry, your denomination, your network of churches and ministries. We're just getting the word out. People are asking us where we're going to be, and we just can't come out yet with the venue that we're going to be in, but I'll be making an announcement in the next few days where we're going to be in Pretoria and Joburg. So get ready. Watch Facebook, whatever it is that you need to connect to find out where we're going to be. But this isn't goodbye, Tongod. This is a move of God, South Africa. A fire has started in this place that's going to the nations. It's not even just South Africa. It's a revival fire that's going to the nations. It'll be coming back to America. We're not going to stop. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I believe we're in the outpouring that'll never stop. How many of you are believing for an outpouring of the glory of God that'll never stop? It'll just be glory to glory, glory to glory. Hallelujah. And tonight, I have some things in the Spirit about how the Lord is going to move, how the miracles are going to happen tonight. I've just got faith in my spirit to pray that we would have in one service tonight, and many watching in their living rooms and homes, that we would have hundreds of healings. I mean, we could have a 500 testimonies of healing just tonight. I'm believing God tonight could be the greatest release of healing and miracles. We're going to pray for God to release healing mantles, gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, gifts of faith, that there's going to be a stirring up and a releasing for those that want to carry the anointing for healing. And there's people in this room, you already have a healing ministry. You already have a healing grace. You got a healing gift. And many others that are in this room and many of you watching tonight that are going to receive something new and fresh, a great grace, the Holy Spirit. It's going to come upon you in a new way with power, and he's going to stir up the gifts of faith, healing, and miracles. There's going to be a commissioning, a healing commissioning tonight. It's not just praying for healing. People are going to get healed, and we're going to pray for every sickness and every disease tonight. In fact, I'm going to do something we have not done in 34 days of outpouring, in 34 days of revival. We're going to do something tonight that we have not done when the commissioning begins, when the healing activation begins. Hallelujah. And I don't even know how it's all going to go, because the anointing that's on the platform right now is just so awesome. Every night, it's just harder and harder to make a transition. I got to get up on the platform and somehow come out of the worship and the glory that's coming in worship, and I've got to move into some of the other stuff that God's doing. And it just seems over the last 4 or 5 days, I just get more and more caught up, more and more taken into the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to get breakthrough. Somebody just gave me a testimony, hallelujah. It's just a prophetic word. Shaka, drink of my blood. Oh man, I can't even read this. It's a good word though. Come away with me, hallelujah. We have a testimony tonight, Jonathan. Somebody, an awesome testimony. There's many other testimonies. Maybe you're watching and you have a testimony. We want to send your testimony. We want to hear your testimony, awakeningatgod.tv. But we have a man that's in the building here that had a stroke.
That's
and
right.
You have his medical information here proving he had a stroke. That's what you have,
that's
right?
Absolutely right. He came up to me at the beginning of the service, and he said that he'd had a miracle. There he is. He's waving at me now. Do you want to just come forward?
Somebody had a miracle. How many of you love testimonies of people that receive miracles? Miracles. And this is a miracle. This is a notable, remarkable miracle, because we've had many testimonies of people that have gotten healed. I believe the man had a stroke.
That's
from
right.
what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And the medical paperwork that you have here is proof that the doctors diagnosed him with a massive stroke. And I want to just hear in your own words what's been happening. You have a testimony. What did he tell you, Jonathan?
Well, he said to me that he'd had a stroke, and it affected, I think it was the right-hand side of your body.
Yeah. Mainly the left side of your body.
Oh, mainly the left.
Was weak.
Yeah.
Tell me in your own words what happened. When did you have the stroke?
I had the stroke on the 3rd of December.
And December the 3rd, yes. Like 7 months ago?
Yes, right. About 5-6 months ago. And I was at Victoria Hospital. There are many positive voices and negative voices come. One man came and told to me, "You will never see 4 years, you'll see death. But my God is possible." Amen. Praise the Lord.
He had to break a death curse. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that.
So you had the stroke, and it affected the left side of your body mostly.
Yeah, mostly. No, on the right. On my right. And then it went up. Then on the 26th of April, we were sitting just past the pastors where they were sitting there.
Now, the 26th of April,
yeah,
you were in the revival.
Yes, 26th, right. Now when I came here, what happened? I couldn't even lift up my both hands. I was locked, captive, taken as a prisoner. But I have a faithful wife, Roshni Rajbali. We are preachers, intercessors. And she's a Sunday school superintendent. I had my son, Vishen, and a friend here. What I want to say, I couldn't lift my hands to worship. But you know, when you came up here, he said, "Those that have muscular nervous tension or stroke, whatever it is, set forth your hand."
So I called out a word of knowledge that God was going to heal somebody of a stroke.
You did say that when I came here. I got a shock when I opened up. After that, everything was released. Praise God for it. Hallelujah.
I mean, you couldn't open and close your fist.
You can't walk.
He could not walk. He could not open and close his fist.
And then today I'm driving.
You're driving, you're walking, you're opening your all your strength is back. He was healed of a stroke. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus, that your glory is on him, and every death word and every death curse is broken over him now in Jesus' name. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Take that with you and rejoice in the Lord, my friend. He's healed you. Woo! We had a word in the beginning of this revival that people that had a stroke would instantly recover under the anointing. And we've had many testimonies of people that had a stroke. And listen, it's special to me, and I'll tell you why. Because my mother, at 48, 49 years old, my mother suffered a massive stroke and died. And I know that's not as awesome as that testimony, but let me say this. I know that my mother is with Jesus, but when my mother died, I went to the Lord and I said, "Lord, this area of defeat and setback is going to become my strength. Where the devil defeated me once, I'm going to have a victory 1,000 times. And I said, "God, I want people to be instantly healed that have been affected by stroke." And we've had numerous testimonies in this revival already. It's not always instant. We could pray for somebody and they come back 2 days later or a week later. But people are recovering. Miracles and healing can be progressive. And I'm just going to say, if you have a testimony, come and tell us about it. You have a testimony. This woman's trying to come to the platform. I saw you standing there. You just want to come up here and tell me something. Come on up here. Come up here. Come on up here. I mean, somebody wants to come and give a testimony of the goodness of God. We want to hear all the miracles. If you get healed and you're watching on the television and you come to revival and you've had a...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
And you've had a miracle, come and tell us about it. Because we want to hear about how the Lord's touching you. What's your name, sweetheart?
Chitra.
Say your name again.
Chitra.
Chitra. Chitra.
Yes.
And are you from Tonga?
Yes.
How long have you been in the city?
I was born and brought up here.
And why'd you come up here right now?
Because I had those tumors in my ears are gone.
Wait. You had tumors in your ears that are now gone.
Gone.
How do you know the tumors are gone?
Because I went to the doctor.
So you've got medical verification from the doctor that tumors in your ear. How many tumors?
Two, both the ears.
Two tumors.
Yes.
Been to the doctor. Two tumors in the ears are gone. Now that's not it.
No. I had bleeding ulcers and it was healed, yeah?
You had what?
Bleeding ulcers.
Bleeding ulcers? How long did you suffer with bleeding ulcers?
From
5 months?
No. From 1985.
1985?
Yes.
A bleeding ulcers in your stomach?
Yes.
And what happened? Tell me what happened.
I kept on going to hospitals, taking medication.
So you've been in and out of the hospitals treating... There were such bad bleeding ulcers.
Yes.
The medication... What happened in the meeting? How did you get healed?
I came to you and you blessed me.
I touched you. I prayed for you.
Yes.
And Jesus healed you.
Yes.
Did you feel something go through your body?
Yes, I felt the heat.
Heat?
And like insects crawling on me.
She's describing the power of God. Something was moving through her flesh. And that's an interesting way to describe the anointing. But two tumors are gone and your bleeding ulcers are healed and you're still healed.
Yes. And Pastor, in 7 years, yesterday I went to hospital, I took a taxi and came home because I couldn't walk. I was completely paralyzed in 2007. And I kept on coming for the service here. You only prayed twice.
I prayed for you two times.
Two times. But I could walk.
But you can walk. Did you use a walker? Were you in a wheelchair?
I didn't use a walker or wheelchair.
You're
first
totally
time,
healed.
First time from 2007 I walked. I took a taxi yesterday.
Come on. First time since 2007 walking. All the strength is in your legs.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. The glory is on you right now in the name of Jesus. Bam! Let your power go to her right now in Jesus' name.
Come on.
You know, he's just healing you from head to toe.
I couldn't lift this hand up when I came here.
That's four healings. Listen, you've had four healings.
I
think the tumors being healed are more of a miracle, but I'm telling you.
Pastor, I had osteoarthritis and rheumatoid.
Arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis.
And osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis. Show me again. Osteoarthritis gone.
This hand up.
All the pain gone.
Gone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing you from the top of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet in Jesus' name. Power go through her. Come on, somebody rejoice in that testimony. Come and tell us your testimony. Is there anybody else that has an awesome testimony? You've been to the doctor and you're healed. We want to hear about it. We want to hear about it because we don't get to hear. Something happened to you? Did you come in to testify? Did you get a miracle? Come up here quickly. I'm telling you, it's amazing the testimonies and the stories that we hear. And it's just getting the atmosphere ready tonight. The atmosphere ready tonight for miracles. I want you to get on your telephone, call somebody, tell them to go to God.tv. If they have the internet, they can watch right now. God.tv. They can watch on the God channel. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can get the God TV app. I mean, you can plug into what God's doing. But tell somebody, Facebook, Twitter, email, text message. Tell somebody to tune in tonight because tonight's going to be an explosion of God's healing power and a healing commissioning. There's going to be a release of healing ministries, healing mantles, miracle mantles. You're going to receive in a new way. And I saw some things about how we're going to pray for the sick tonight. I saw things about how the miracles were going to happen tonight. And we're just hearing some of these awesome testimonies, Jonathan. What's happening here?
This lady is standing in for her father tonight. Her father's 83 years of age. He can't walk, so he couldn't come. But he was watching. You were all watching God TV. Is that right?
Watching with your father.
I was, yeah. He was watching every night. He put
your father's been watching us on God TV. 83 years old, couldn't walk.
He can walk, but he can't sit too long.
Why?
I don't know, but he likes to watch it at home.
He likes to watch the revival at home. There's many of you watching me at home. You love to watch us at home. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you.
So about a year ago, they diagnosed they had cataracts. And when we found out what was the price, they wanted $16,000. But because of his age, they didn't want to do the op. But from the time you have been here, he's been watching God TV, put his hand on the screen. And day by day, it was getting better. But today, he told me he's completely healed.
Completely healed today. Cataracts, his vision is healed.
Completely healed.
Cataracts on his eyes healed.
And that's his pastor sitting there.
He's been touching the television.
Yes.
In faith. In faith. I believe if you touch the television in faith,
Amen.
There's an anointing. I'm telling you, we are hearing testimonies of many people all over the city that are not coming to the revival, but they're watching in their living rooms. They're touching the computer screens and televisions, and they're receiving the anointing in their living rooms, and they're getting healed. So he was healed. I want to pray for you. God's going to touch you from the top of your head to your toes. And every infirmity, weakness, and sickness is going to leave your body. And you're going to be a testimony to your house and your family. You and your father are going to be a part of bringing revival to the rest of your house and family, saith the Lord. Bam! In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What's happening over here, Michael?
Todd, this couple here, this man, you called him out earlier in the services, earlier a couple weeks ago, but this woman was watching on God TV, the revival when it first started. This man's had lumps in his stomach. He has not ate in 7 months.
So for 7 months, because of the lumps in your stomach, you couldn't eat properly. For 7 months, it was a struggle to get food down.
He couldn't go down.
Because of the lumps.
What did
the doctor say?
It's cancer.
Cancer. Cancer. Not just lumps, cancer. What do you say?
Okay, Pastor Todd, what happened was, for the last 3 years, he's been healed with his stomach off and on, off and on.
So who are you?
I'm his aunt. And I had a lot of faith believing if he comes here, he's going to
get healed. You've been in faith.
Yes, because I watched
your nephew
you.
Yes. To be healed of lumps and the cancer in his stomach for
because
3 years.
Because I watched you every other day and I believed I have to come under this cloud. And I made my way all the way from Mississippi today. And what happened was, he had lumps in his stomach, and I touched the TV the other night when you said, if anybody is sick, and I had faith believing. When he went the next day to the hospital, he had just 3 lumps from 4. So what happened was, he still didn't know what he was diagnosed with. So he came 3 times already to you. On his second visit last before week Sunday.
You've been to the revival 3
yes,
times.
Yes, yes.
And I prayed for you.
So what happened? You called out somebody with pebbles in their stomach. So he came front, and I got it on my phone and stuff. You prayed for him, and you said, there's no more pebbles in your stomach. So what happened? He got his test results last week Thursday, and they say
got back doctor reports
on
Thursday.
But those tests were taken before you prayed. So I believe that's over. And so what happened? They say he has cancer now in his stomach. But today he was watching you, and as he watched the replay, he felt fire on his back and something leave him. After 7 months, he ate a full plate of food. He had strength to drive his own car and come here today.
You're eating. Your appetite returned. You ate a full plate of food. Stomach cancer. You haven't been able to eat for 7 months. The lumps were already healed in your stomach. And you felt the power of God come on you. And something left your body. Watching on God TV a replay. And the same anointing, even on the replay. Doesn't matter when you're watching. The anointing is still moving. Hallelujah. And you have no pain now. Show me. You have no pain in your stomach at all.
Slight pain, but there's no pain.
Lift your hands up for me. And I'm going to believe God with you that you'll have not one trace of cancer left in your body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray in the name of Jesus that there would not be one trace of cancer left in his body now in Jesus' name. Fire go through his body now in Jesus' mighty name. It's burning, burning, burning. Hallelujah. And may the glory rest over you and your family and your house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's thank the Lord for that testimony. It's a healing happening. A healing happening. And Jonathan, we have another testimony here.
This is another testimony. Somebody watching on God TV yet again with that same anointing. They touched the TV screen.
Okay, wait a minute. There are so many people watching in their living rooms, touching the TV and getting healed. You must come out in the next few days for these last few services in Tonga and tell us about how God healed you. Come and give Him glory. I mean, you touched the television, and what happened?
Amen. She had.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
She had angina for 5 years, diagnosed, medication.
Heart condition, medication
and everything. And she's been completely healed in Jesus' name.
Tell me about your healing. What happened?
On the fifth day after your service, one of my friends asked
You've been to the service?
No, it's the first
You've only been watching?
Only watching.
This is your first service in the revival, first time?
Yes, I'm
But from you've been watching?
Every day.
Every day watching?
I'm from Park Rieni.
And you came tonight to testify
that
God healed you of a heart condition and angina.
Totally, yes.
Totally healed.
Totally healed.
And you touched the television?
Yes.
What did you feel? What happened? Can you tell me what happened?
Every night when I was laying in bed and I had like insomnia and I could never sleep because it was like swollen and it was pain all the time.
Pain? You couldn't sleep?
At all. And then, but after I started watching the TV, I just held the TV. In fact, I grabbed the TV on my chest.
Zap! Bam! Power! Holy Ghost! Through the television. You're getting it now. Bam! In Jesus' mighty name. And it went through her body and healed her heart condition. Michael.
Todd, this man's been an alcoholic for 50 years.
Alcoholic for 50 years?
50 years. But you had a word of knowledge in the service that...
Did you say 15 or 50?
50 years. 50.
50 years you struggled with drinking and alcohol. What happened?
You had a word of knowledge that God was breaking alcohol addictions. Now for 3 weeks, he hasn't picked up a cup. He hasn't picked up a bottle. 3 weeks.
50 years. 50 years of alcoholism. And I prayed for you, and can you tell me the moment you got healed and delivered, what happened? What happened?
I don't feel for alcohol. I passed the tavern. I passed the bottle store.
The desire stopped?
The desire stopped.
No struggle?
No struggle.
Lord, I thank you that you even deliver people of addiction in Jesus' mighty name. Glory go to you and fire go to you in the name of Jesus. We bless you with the anointing. Ooh, you can get drunk on the Holy Ghost. That's okay. That's okay to get drunk on the Holy Ghost. There it is. There it is. There it is in Jesus' name. That's the wine of heaven. Hallelujah. Drink that wine. Come on. 50 years of alcoholism. 3 weeks he's not craved one drop of alcohol. Do you believe that's a miracle? If you've ever been an addict, listen, I was a drug addict, alcoholic, overdosed on drugs 3 times. I was only 17 years old. I tried to commit suicide when I was 16 years old, had my first overdose on drugs, on pills, was in the hospital having my stomach pumped. I started drinking at 11 years old, got involved in drugs, and continued in addiction until at 18 years old in my drug dealer's trailer, looking for drugs. I had an encounter with Jesus Christ. God spoke to me for the first time, and I made a decision to ask Jesus Christ to be my personal Lord and Savior. And when it happened, the power of God touched me, and all of my cravings and withdrawal symptoms for drugs and alcohol were instantly gone. It doesn't matter if it's 7 years or 50 years, 25 years. We command addiction. Anybody with addiction in the room, stand up. Stand up if you're in the room and you have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. Stand up in front of your television if you have an addiction to drugs or alcohol and you just don't want to be bound anymore. Cigarette addiction, doesn't matter. Prescription pill addiction, doesn't matter. Drugs or alcohol addiction. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus to break and command every demon spirit of addiction to leave. I command every demonic spirit, every demon of drugs, alcohol, addiction in the name of Jesus, go! We just break it over you and say, I loose the kingdom. I loose it in your heart. May you not even have one craving and one withdrawal symptom. Not one craving in your home. Not one withdrawal symptom. Your teenage son and daughter being set free from addiction to drugs and alcohol now in the name of Jesus. Just testimonies. This lady's still receiving. Jonathan, you got another testimony here.
That's right. This lady, Todd, she responded to a word of knowledge you had about a week ago. I remember her on the platform last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday?
That's right. She had breast cancer and she had swelling up her arm.
And how long did you have the breast cancer for?
I was diagnosed in 2009.
2009, you've been struggling with cancer, breast cancer.
That's right.
Your arm was swollen.
It was very puffy. And
what happened to
breast?
You? Because you're glowing. You're back testifying. What happened?
That's right.
Tell me what happened.
Now, you prayed for me last week on Wednesday. Then the swelling the next day had all subsided. It had gone completely.
Within 2 days of receiving prayer, all the swelling was gone.
All the swelling in my breast, the lump, then I had a lump.
The lump is gone?
That's right. I had a lump in my tummy, and it just disappeared before you even touched me.
The lump, the tumor disappeared. All the pain, all the swelling.
All the swelling is just gone.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, when I prayed for you, did you feel something go through your body?
I had just a feeling of tingling feeling.
Tingling
feeling.
Holy Ghost tingles.
That's right. Then the other issue was of my eyes.
Shaka.
I couldn't see when I came, but now I can see quite bright light. But
you've had some healing in your eyes.
That's right. The vision hasn't come back completely, but still I can see that you're wearing a checked shirt. And
well, let me bless you.
Which the doctors had told me in Australia that I will never see again.
They said you would never see again.
That's right.
And you're seeing with increased vision now.
Now.
Increased vision. And they
vision.
Said you would never see again.
That's
you were losing your eyesight.
That's right.
If the Lord will heal the tumor and the cancer and the swelling, the Lord can heal your vision all the way in the name of Jesus.
Believe in that.
Lord, I command a healing to come into her eyesight. Jesus' mighty name. It's power. Michael, what's happening?
Todd, when this man came in the building tonight, his whole left side of his body, even in his chest, was full of pain. But right when it came into the service, all the pain left his body. Check
wait
this
a minute,
out.
Wait. Just coming into the atmosphere, you came into the building, and you were immediately healed?
The pain went up.
The pain left.
Yeah.
Tell me about the pain. What happened? Why were you suffering?
It starts here, today only.
All the way from your chest into your arm? What was it, arthritis? What kind of...
It's like a heart. Something got to do with the heart.
The heart. So you had a heart condition.
Yeah.
But it was causing pain all the way down the side of your body.
Yeah.
You walked into the building, the pain left.
Yeah.
Did you feel anything go through your body?
Yeah. As I came...
What did you feel?
I felt heatness.
Heat?
Yeah, heat.
Went through your body?
Yeah.
Just coming into the atmosphere, God's healed you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yeah.
Hallelujah. The glory is on you right now. There it is. Power, just move into that heart. And I pray he would have a new heart, God, and he would never suffer again. Even degenerate heart disease being healed right now. The blockage of the heart being healed in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, there's in the atmosphere miracles, in the atmosphere healing. And I want every person in the building to engage heaven with me right now. And let's believe God to touch in the atmosphere. Many people all over the room, in the balcony even. Let's believe God that there's going to be a wave of healing, anointing, presence, and glory. It doesn't matter where you're watching. I saw angels in the hospital rooms again. And I said, God, I want there to be angels, healing angels, released into the hospitals, into ICU, into the intensive care unit. And that there would be a healing revival that would happen. And we pray for miracles in the hospital right now. People miraculously recovering of conditions, cancers, terminal conditions, heart, lung conditions. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter where you're watching right now. I want you to believe, God, this is your moment. That you're going to stand up, grab the television, grab the computer, lay hands on somebody in your home, in your living room. But all over the building, this is what I saw. This is the first wave. This is the first wave of healing. But I want everybody in the room to stand up, everybody to stand up for one moment. And I want you to take the hand of your neighbor on your right and left. Everybody in the room, I want you to take your hand, the hand of your neighbor on your right and left. If there's somebody in the living room watching with you, if there's somebody in the hotel room, it doesn't matter where you are right now. If there's somebody in your home, grab their hand and let's believe God. We're going to pray for 1 minute for a release of healing in the atmosphere, healing in the presence, that there's going to be a release of the power of God and that there's going to be many miracles that are going to take place right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. And when we start praying, I'm telling you in your home tonight, as we start praying, you're going to feel something burning, fire, heat, electricity, maybe a vibration. Something's going to begin to move in your body. God's going to heal the tumor and the cancer in the stomach in the name of Jesus. Tumor, cancer, stomach, colon cancer, healing in the name of Jesus. Even bladder cancer being healed in the name of Jesus. But all over the room, we're going to pray together. Everybody's going to say, God, release your power. Release your healing power. Release your healing.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Virtue. Everybody's going to start praying for miracles and healing. God, I want you to touch my neighbor. I want you to touch my mother, my brother, my uncle, my son, my daughter, everybody in the balconies. I want you to pray in your living rooms. Pray in your home right now, because there's a release of the healing virtue, a release of the healing virtue of Jesus, and it's coming like a mighty river right now. It's a release of the healing power, a release of the healing presence, and we're speaking the healing word, and we're commanding in the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity. I command every demon spirit of infirmity. I command every demon spirit of infirmity and affliction. I command every demon of sickness, disease, death, and cancer. I command it to come out of your body now in the name of Jesus. Release healing in the name of Jesus. Praying for your neighbor right now, saying, God, release healing into their body. Release healing into their body. Release healing into their body. Healing into their spine. Healing into their neck. Healing into the body. Bones and joints. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command the sickness to come out of the body, the infirmity, the arthritis, the fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue. We command every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, in the name of Jesus, devil, loose. In the name of Jesus, we release healing into the spine. Somebody's crooked spine, scoliosis, degenerate spinal disease being healed. The power of God is in your spine. The power of God is moving in your body. It's moving in your hips. It's moving into the knees. It's moving into the joints. It's the healing of arthritis right now. Healing of crippling arthritis in the bones and joints right now. The healing of osteoporosis right now. Father, we command that infirmity to come out of the body now. In the stomach, a digestive system. God's healing your stomach. God's healing the colon right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, keep praying. Pray, God, heal my neighbor. Heal my neighbor. Release the healing power. Release the healing virtue. Release the power of the Holy Spirit. Many of you are feeling right now, you're feeling fire, burning, heat, electricity. It's the anointing in your living room, touching your TV. Maybe it's like an electric shock of dunamis power, Holy Ghost power, coming through the television, coming through the computer, rebuking cataracts, glaucoma be healed. I command your deaf ear to open, the ringing in your ear to be healed. I command the cataract to come off of your eyesight. I command blind eyes to be opened now, and let your eyesight return in the name of Jesus. Let your lungs be opened in the name of Jesus, and take a breath in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we release your healing presence all over this room tonight. Healing's happening into a woman's neck. Begin to move the vertebrae in your neck. God's healing a fracture where your neck was broken. Something in a car accident. God's healing an old injury in the neck right now. A pinched nerve in the right shoulder. I just felt the nerve release in the right shoulder. And you just opened and closed your hand right now. You're moving your shoulder right now. There's healing coming into the right arm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for the healing of every hernia. I pray for the healing of every cancer. I pray for the healing of every diabetes and every tumor tonight. Release healing power in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to do something you couldn't do before. I want you to check your body and see if the pain's gone. Everybody in the room, do something you couldn't do. Move your knee. Do something you couldn't do. See if the pain's gone. You might be feeling fire, burning heat. If you're feeling something right now, or the pain is gone, something's happening, I want you to put up one hand quickly. Just put it up. Put it up. Come out of your seat to the front. Your hands up. Come out of your seat. Come out of your seat. Quickly, quickly. Come out of your seat. God's healing. God's touching you under the balcony. Come forward. In your living room, something's happening right now. In your home, something's happening in the hospital. Send us a testimony right now. Awakening@God.tv. Pick up the telephone. It doesn't matter where you're watching in the UK. Pick up the telephone and call right now. Call us in England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland. Call us wherever you are in the world. Call us. The number's on the screen. India, Africa, wherever you're watching in South Africa. Pick up the telephone. Tell us what's happening. Send us a testimony. Awakening@God.tv. What's happening here, Jonathan?
Somebody has just sent us an email now. Somebody from Nigeria.
We're getting a testimony. testimonies live.
Look, they're coming in right now.
There's testimonies coming in right now. We're getting your testimony. Tell us what's happening. Send us an email, awakening@god.tv. Right now, while we're live, tell me what's happening here.
This is Victor from Nigeria. He says, I just got healed from 16 years of pain through watching the TV tonight.
Healed in Nigeria. Right now, healing in Nigeria, Africa. Wow. Let me tell you, tonight there's people coming forward. You can be seated for a moment. I'm telling you, there's healing in the atmosphere tonight. There's healing in the atmosphere. Healing in the atmosphere. Grab it. Grab it. It's in the atmosphere. Reach out and touch the virtue of Jesus. Receive it into your body. Somebody's mother is being healed. You're a daughter and you're praying for your mother. I believe your name is Lydia. Lydia, your mother's being healed. Is there a Lydia in the room? Somebody's mother, and it's a daughter named Lydia. There's a healing right now in the name of Jesus. There's a healing. Could be watching me. Lydia, your mother being healed, or in the room, if that's you, come forward right now. I'm telling you, the power of God is moving. The power of God is moving. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Everybody in the room, now, just for a moment, take your hand and put it on the part of your body that needs healing. Let's believe God for another wave, another wave. Put your hand on the part of your body where the pain is. Any pain in your body? Any tumor? Cancer, put your hand on the tumor. Put your hand on the lump, on the growth. Put your hand on the blind eye. Put your finger in the deaf ear. You need a healing in your heart? Put your hand on your heart. You need healing in your knee? Put your hand on your knee. Somebody's left knee. Your left leg, in fact, has been swollen. Your left leg. There's a young man watching me, 17 years old. He had a sports-related injury. Your left leg and left knee is being healed right now. The nerves and muscles. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the room right now, there's people getting touched and healed. And I'm going to pray for an increase of the power of God. Some of you are going to feel it like a vibration moving through your body. It's the healing anointing. Burning fire, heat, electricity. Lord, I pray all over this room tonight that sickness would leave bodies. Right now, fever, bacteria, virus, parasite is being healed. Parasite is being healed. Somebody's getting a new liver, says the Lord. You're in liver failure. Who is that? Come forward. Somebody is in liver failure. God's going to give you a new liver. If that's you, stand to your feet and come to the altar. But there's a liver, a brand new liver. Liver failure, healing. Now, a parasite in your body being healed. Something happened on the mission field. God's healing a parasite. You've suffered for more than 4 years in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the fire of God would come upon every sick body, that there would be healing in every part of the body that's weak and sick and feeble. We command diseases to go. We command diseases. Diseases are being healed now. He forgives my sin. He heals my disease. Diseases are being healed. We speak the healing word. Command diseases to come out of your body. Diseases come out of your body in the name of Jesus. All over the room. Michael, what's happening here quickly?
Todd, this man tonight in the meeting, as you had a word of knowledge just now about cancer, all the pain he had, he has a growth in his colon, because, and it's
cancer.
I just
gave a word about just a colon now. Cancer. And you felt something when I spoke the word.
Yes, I did.
Right now.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
After praying, I just felt no pain. I just felt myself, and there
did
was
the
no pain
leave?
At all. The pain just left.
You have no pain
no
now.
No pain at all.
And you had a colon cancer.
Yeah, I've got a
and
growth.
And I just gave a word.
Yes, I've got a growth in my rectum, and it said to me, the hospital said to me that it's turned cancerous. I've got to go there on Friday.
Lift your hands up. Surgery. You'll have no growth, no growth, no cancer, nothing in the colon, because Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is here. Hallelujah. Jonathan.
Todd, you just gave a word about a neck problem, about a cervical spine problem. This lady's had a bad neck for years and years and years, and as you gave that word of knowledge, she stepped out in faith, and now she feels no more pain.
But the word was for the spine and the neck.
And the neck. It was
and
an
there was an
accident.
Old injury.
Yes, it's
was
an
it a car accident?
A car accident.
Because the Lord spoke to me about an old injury car accident,
yes.
Damage in the spine and neck. And what just happened? Tell me what happened.
The pain just went away. It's been
when I spoke the word, it
yes,
instantly left. Instantly.
Without
neck.
Flush.
Move your neck. Move your neck. Move your neck. You have no pain. It just instantly left.
Yes.
How long were you suffering?
It's been like this for like months.
Months.
Yes.
When you had the accident, was the nerve pinched or was it just your neck?
It was broken collarbone.
You broke the collarbone. Can you move your arm like that right now? Do you have full mobility?
Yes, I do.
No pain at all?
No.
You broke the collarbone?
Yes.
And so when you came tonight, you were still in pain?
In pain, yes.
And it instantly left?
It instantly left.
Did something go through your body?
Yes, it's just a hot flush, like a
hot
warm
flash.
And a warm feeling right
now. I want the hot flash, warm Holy Ghost oil. Let the power of God increase in you now. Glory go through your body in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell us what's happening in your living room. Many of you are being healed in your living room. Doesn't matter where you're watching me from. You could send us a testimony right now. Tell us what's happening. Pick up the telephone. Call the number on the screen. Tell us what's happening. Ask for prayer. Ask for prayer. Send us the testimony. We're going to get them on the platform.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
We have Michael here. Tell me what's happening, Michael.
Todd, this lady was referred to come to the meetings by her sister. Now, listen, she's a Hindu.
And her sister?
Her sister told her to come. To get healed because of the condition of her back. She's been to the doctors, and tonight you had a word about backs being healed. She believes tonight that she's going to get healed. She's
Did
coming up.
Did you feel anything? When I spoke about the healing coming into the spine and the back, I just spoke it on the microphone. Did you feel something?
Yes, I was feeling my body shivering.
You feel what?
Like a shiver in my body.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Can you lift your hands up for me? Your sister told you about the revival.
Yes.
And you're a Hindu lady. You're welcome to be here.
Yes.
I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
And Jesus is going to heal your spine.
Thank you.
You believe that?
Okay.
Can you lift your hands up, both of them? Close your eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, give me a new spine.
Give me a new spine.
Give me a new back.
Give me.
Oh, there it is. It's coming on you right now. I feel heat radiating off of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give her a new spine, Holy Spirit, right now, healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I saw a flash of light. When I touched her head, I saw a flash of lightning. The lightnings of God, like a flash in your soul. She's going to get up and have a new spine. Jonathan, we have testimonies coming in. We are getting your testimony. Tell us what's happening in your home right now. Pick up the telephone and call. Doesn't matter what country you're in. There's a telephone number on the screen. Call us. Interact. Get involved tonight in your living rooms. Jonathan, what's happening here?
This is the same word you gave about the pain in the shoulder and the neck and all of that, which we've just seen the lady.
The old injury.
This person has written in the first line, God is awesome. It's always a great way to start. Been suffering with my shoulder for years. You had a word of knowledge about this. About half an hour ago, I was complaining about the pain, but now I can move my hand back and I can move my arm that I couldn't do. She's healed, Todd. That's why she's emailing us tonight. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And somebody in their wrists. You've got arthritis in both your hands. It goes all the way from your wrist to your elbow. Both your hands. The right arm is worse. If that's you, receive your healing. Somebody in the room, you can put your hands up. I see the bone, the pain, the degenerate arthritis. It started in the right wrist. It's got into the left arm, but it affects you all the way from the right wrist to your right elbow. And God's just healing you right now. He's touching the bone. And I don't know how this works, but the Lord is healing somebody's shin bone, the left shin bone. You had an injury to the bone on your left leg, on the shin. I don't know if you could break. Somehow something happened to the shin bone, and God's healing it right now. Nerves are coming back. Sensation is coming back into your shin and your leg in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What's happening here?
Todd, 6 months ago, this man was in an injury. It affected his hand where he couldn't squeeze at all.
He couldn't open and close or squeeze.
He could open and close, but he couldn't squeeze. He had no strength.
An injury. Tell me what happened.
I was cut with a glass.
A what?
I punched a glass in the fight.
You punched glass and you cut off all the nerves.
Yes.
When your hand went through the window.
Yes.
What's happening right now? Can you describe what you're feeling? What's happening?
I can feel it.
You feel what?
I feel the power coming back.
You feel power coming back.
Yes.
Power coming back into this hand.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. God, I pray that the muscles and the nerves that were severed, damaged, cut, ligaments, tendons, power coming back in the name of Jesus. Power go through your body right now. I'll keep trying to open it and close it. There it is. Close it, open it, close it, open it. Is there any, can you feel anything?
I can feel.
What's that?
It moves.
It moves. You couldn't move it like that.
Yes.
This healing's happening. It's going to be a creative miracle. You yes. couldn't open and close it?
No, I could open it.
Did you have any pain?
I had no feeling. Now I can feel that.
You didn't have any feeling?
Yes.
Do you have any sensation now?
Yes, I can feel.
Sensation is coming back.
Yes.
You can feel now.
Yes.
Come on, keep opening and closing. Healing is happening. Healing is happening. He's getting sensation back. Do you have any pain?
Yes, yes, yeah.
How long ago was this injury?
6 months.
Lord, I thank you that the creative power of the Holy Spirit is recreating the muscles, ligaments, and nerves. And that he'll know it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Power go through his body in Jesus' name.
Wow, that's awesome.
Keep moving it. Hallelujah. Jonathan, what's happening here?
Todd, this lady has come forward. She's vibrating in the presence of God right now. She has multiple problems in her body. She's responding to the word about the neck and the old injury.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
and my thyroid,
we just command
my ulcer,
that. There goes.
My
arm. There goes. Power. This goes. There goes. I'm telling you, the anointing is all over you. It's all over you. Somebody, they're right. What do you call around the right eye? This, the bone here in the right, the socket in the right eye. The bone here that holds the right eye. I don't know if you broke or had a blunt force trauma to your face that damaged the nerve and the bone, the orbits under the right eye. It's like a fracture to the face. Is that you? Is that you? Come down here quickly. Come right up onto my stage. Right here. Right here. Help her up here, somebody. Help her up here. Right up my stairs. Because I just heard the Lord speak to me. I got to pray now while the anointing's moving. And many others, you had a car accident. Somehow your face went into the windshield. You cut the eye. You damaged your eye. There's healing coming for eyes and vision right now. Healing coming for eyes and vision right now. Put your hand on your eyesight all over the room. Put your hand on your eyes. You can believe God if you wear glasses. Glaucoma, cataracts, blind eyes. We just say, Lord, let there be an anointing to heal, to cause vision to come back 2020. I command blindness to go in Jesus' name. And I pray for sight. I pray for eyes to be open now and sight and light to come into the eye, the healing of glaucoma and cataracts, vision be restored in the name of Jesus. Somebody watching me, God's healing your eyesight. You're taking the glasses off. There's healing in Jesus' name. Your orbit of the face, you had a trauma to your face, and something happened. What happened?
I had a malignant brain tumor.
A malignant tumor yes. removed from your face.
Removed from my brain, from here.
And it affects the right eye.
It affects the right eye. God has healed me completely of the brain, just the vision of the eye. I haven't driven for 2 years and 2 months.
I just saw the Lord touching, so I got to be obedient and pray, Lord, restore the eyesight. Ooh, shakabakata, shabalaba. What happened? What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Love it. I love it. I love it.
So, look here. Clothes, prayer cloth, not needed.
These are prayer cloths for something.
They call it for their 4-year-old girl who's in the hospital. They just got a call on the phone. Guess whose cancer's gone?
Wait a minute. 4-year-old girl in the hospital. You got a phone call from the hospital about a cancer healing. Tell me what's happening right now. Your daughter has cancer. Your daughter has cancer. Your daughter is in the hospital.
Yes.
You just got a cell phone call?
Yes.
Tell me what's happening.
It's been a month now. My daughter has lumps on her body. What kind of cancer? She's got cancer in the blood, leukemia.
Cancer in the blood,
yes.
Leukemia.
Yes.
Your 4-year-old daughter is in the hospital with leukemia.
Yes.
And tell me what's happening right now.
I left her and I came here.
Are they watching the revival?
No, she's in the hospital right now.
How do you know the Lord's healing her? What happened?
My sister just phoned and she said that lumps started coming all over her body and she got a rash. All of a sudden, everything disappeared. And she started
all
eating
the lumps
the
and the rash disappeared in the hospital just now. Your sister called you. The power of God is in the hospital room.
Yes.
Right now. You came to the revival tonight for this miracle for your daughter.
Yes.
And your sister's calling you from the hospital saying something happened in the hospital room. That the bumps are gone. The lumps.
gone.
Were they all over her body?
All over.
She had lumps all over
all
her body.
Over her body.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
They're gone.
She's
she had cancerous lumps from leukemia all over her body. 4 years old in the hospital. The sister just called us. And you came tonight for this miracle, and it's happening
yes.
already because you've been in faith. You've been in faith.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Lord, I command leukemia, cancer. You're a devil. Any other leukemia, I'm praying for leukemia, cancer, healing now. Leukemia, cancer, healing now. Cancer in the blood, healing now. Leukemia, cancer, go! In the name of Jesus, we speak it. We release power over them. In the name of Jesus, bam! Give me those prayer cloths. Lord, may there be anointing for healing. That these very aprons and prayer cloths would carry the virtue of Jesus. There'd be many miracles, many miracles.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
This anointing would be released into this family. Bring me back the blood test. Bring me back the doctor's verification. Hallelujah. Let's get the full report on this 4-year-old girl. All the lumps on her body just disappeared in the hospital. How many of you believe the power of God can move anywhere tonight? Come on, the power of God moving in your home. It's moving in Libya. I gave a word about Lydia, but there's something about the power of God moving in Libya. I know there's people watching on the internet. Libya, there's power of God moving right now. It doesn't matter where you're watching. Cairo, Egypt, power of God's moving in Egypt. In the name of Jesus, you're watching us in Nepal. You're watching us in Japan. You're watching us all over India. You're watching us in England, Ireland, the UK. Doesn't matter where you're watching, in Europe, in Norway, in Finland, in Germany. People are watching in America. In Canada, even. Let the anointing come into your body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pick up your telephone. Tell us what's happening. Send us an email right now. Michael.
Todd, this is a missionary. She has a parasite.
Parasite.
A parasite.
I just said there was a missionary on the mission field with a parasite. How's it affected you? What happened?
I had pain every time I drink water. And it would like clutch into my kidneys, into my side.
And your kidneys were being attacked by the parasite.
Yes.
And you were in severe pain.
Every time I drink water, I
spoke a word a minute ago. Did something happen?
I was sitting and shaking my whole right hand side, and I was wondering, God, what are you doing?
You felt something go through your body.
Yes, it was like it was shaking all the time.
Do you have any pain now?
No.
It's gone.
Yes.
Because I had a word from heaven that a missionary that had a parasite. Waterborne was going to be healed. Come on, hallelujah. That's the glory. That's the glory. Jonathan.
This man's got an awesome testimony, Todd.
An awesome testimony.
Awesome testimony.
Who likes awesome testimonies? Get ready. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, these next 4 services in tongue, God, this power of God, the glory is increasing. Every night's going to be a miracle service. I mean, over the next 4 days, I'm believing God for the most notable, remarkable miracles. It's happening tonight. But what's happening now? An awesome testimony.
Well, this man, whilst he was worshiping tonight and people were holding hands with each other whilst worshiping, he had black spots in his left eye, which prevented his vision. So now he came up to me down here and he said, I can see, the black spots have gone and I've got clear vision.
Praise the Lord.
Your vision is clear.
Yes, it's clear.
You can see clear.
I can see clear, yes.
And how long had that eyesight been affected?
Pigmentation was my for about 5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
You've been suffering, you lost eyesight for 5 years, you saw... Yes. Black
spots, yes.
Black spots. You've been to the doctor.
Yes, I've been.
And just now, when I started praying, you felt something?
Yes, I felt something go through my body, and I could see clearly now.
You can see clearly now.
Yes.
Say it again.
I can see clearly now.
I
Praise
can see clearly now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory. Oh. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. We haven't even got to the greatest wave that's going to be released tonight. I call it a wave, a healing wave. The power of God that's coming tonight. I saw something that we're going to do tonight yet, still to come. But there's just healing breaking out in the atmosphere, and we're just going with it, testimonies. But there's another wave coming yet. and a healing commissioning and a mantles for healing and miracles. People are going to receive this anointing, and God's going to use many of you watching. You're going to go out and lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. Even tonight, you're going to pray for people. They're going to be healed. You're going to pray for them in hospitals. They're going to be healed. You're going to pray for them in living rooms. They're going to be healed. You're going to pray for them in malls, restaurants, wherever you are, and they're going to be healed. In the building, I'm going to activate pastors tonight in healing, and you're going to help me heal the sick tonight. We're going to get people moving in miracles tonight. We're going to pray for every sickness and every disease. And I've still got something from the Lord. I call it praying for categories of sickness. I'm not even done yet. Praying for categories of sickness. This power is going to ramp up. And Michael, we have another testimony.
We have another testimony. This woman's, her husband is in the hospital right now with cancer. He's been on oxygen.
He's been on oxygen.
And they've been praying during this service. She just got a phone call 10 minutes ago. They took him off the oxygen, but he's breathing better.
Okay, wait a minute. In the hospital with cancer on oxygen, took him off the oxygen 10 minutes ago, and he's breathing better. I'm going to believe God with you that your husband that has cancer, is it lung cancer?
Yes.
I had a vision today. At 12:30, of black lungs. The lungs were black, like a tar. And I said, God, it's a lung cancer healing. Lung cancer healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the cancer in the lungs, come out of the body. I speak the healing word in Jesus' mighty name. You're going to call him back. Somebody in the hospital, you could call them. This anointing is here right now. If you could get him on the telephone, I'll pray with him in his hospital bed. You get on the cell phone, anybody in a hospital, and I'll pray for him right now. If you got a cell phone and you can dial the hospital, if you can get somebody on your telephone that's in the hospital with cancer or some kind of infirmity or sickness, I'm praying for a miracle anointing. You heard me at the beginning of the broadcast say that I saw angels stepping in the hospital rooms, and we now have two testimonies of a leukemia cancer healing. All the lumps are gone from a four-year-old girl in the hospital. We just got a phone call, and right now we got a phone call about the man with lung cancer coming off of the oxygen. I'm telling you, I saw angels step into hospital rooms. I wanted to prophesy that whole hospitals would be healed and emptied in the name of Jesus, that people are watching us in intensive care. God's touching your son. God's touching your daughter. God's healing cancer. They're recovering in the hospitals right now. I pray for healing to happen in the hospitals that are plugged in, watching on the internet, watching on the television in hospital rooms. There's healing coming in the name of Jesus. You can pick up your telephone and call us now. You can send us an email right now. We're going to pray in the revival live tonight as you email awakening@god.tv. But I'm telling you, if you're in the room and you have a cell phone and you call somebody in your family that's with somebody in the hospital room right now, I'm telling you, people are going to get out of their hospital beds and walk in Jesus' name. You got them on the phone. Who's this? Your the husband with cancer right now in the hospital. We're live tonight into the hospitals. Cancer. You have cancer in your lungs? And the power of God is touching you? You just came off of the oxygen? You're off the oxygen right now? Okay, you're off the oxygen, you're breathing. Can you feel anything else? Are you watching me? Are you watching me? You're watching me. You're watching me on the television. Power of God come into your body. I command the spirit. I command the devil of cancer in your lungs. Command cancer to come out of your lungs. I command the foul spirit of cancer. Go in the name of Jesus. I curse it. I rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. Lord, that the angels step into the room and touch his body. What are you feeling right now? What are you feeling right now?
Thank you, Lord.
You're feeling what? You're feeling great. Can you get out of the hospital bed? Just begin to move around. Begin to move around. I want you to work your body. to see if you can breathe without the oxygen. Take a breath for me. Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Are your lungs opening? Your lungs are opening? Come on. There's healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lung cancer healing. Lungs open. Cancer be gone from that body in Jesus' name. Something's happening. He's moving. He's breathing. He's feeling good. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get the verification. We're going to get the medical verification. But the power of God is moving in hospitals. Jonathan, what do we have happening here?
Todd, this lady's got the black spots in her eye, but they've started to disappear, the same as the man who was here earlier.
That man got healed. God will heal you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.